I listen to the black guy who tips because Rod and Karen are so hot.
Before y'all start thinking that I'm some type of fucking sweet nigga, that is not the case. Believe me when I say that I am all man. I can pull any bitch out here that I wanted, and still do from time to time, but a bitch didn't have a dick. And a nigga like me had needs. My tall, chocolate brown, muscular build had females wanting a nigga every day. Add to that the fact that I played professional football for a couple years before fucking up my knee. Bitches always threw themselves at me, so I had more pussy than I cared to mention. Now, I worked as a financial advisor to some of the richest motherfuckers out in Savannah, Georgia, and made a hell of a lot of money doing so. Can you imagine that I was a little hood nigga from ATL that could play football, but now I was rubbing elbows with some of the wealthiest white motherfuckers around? Life was good for a nigga like me. Throughout the years, I had tried being in relationships with females, but they all ended the same way. Me getting tired of feeling sexually frustrated, so I eventually would end the relationship or just get some dick on the side. Now, with Nisha out the picture, I just hope that Mike would be okay with moving forward with our relationship. Hearing my phone ring, I listened to Mike tell me what he was on, that he was on his way, which made me smile even more. I couldn't wait to finish what we started since Nisha so rudely interrupted my nut. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen. What is what? Okay, we kind of landed in the middle of the story here.
I mean, well, we talked about this story before on the show.
I think we did a while ago. Yes, ain't this the one that caught her her fiance?
Her husband,
that's right.
He had sex with another, with the best man on the honeymoon. Yeah, it's I Ain't Like Them Other Niggas by LaToya Charmaine. You know, it was just look, people out here and they in relationships, and some of them in relationships with people that's in relationships, okay?
Yeah, you never know.
And that's what Chris found himself doing with Mike, okay? He just couldn't help himself, you know, and that's why you really need to know yourself and find your own happiness, okay?
That's right.
You know, it also talks about the intersection of, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, there's people that are marginalized, so they can't hurt other people. Like, it doesn't count. Oh. But look, he's a gay man, bisexual at best, you know, depending on, he seems right to define himself more as gay, but very misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, calling women females and bitches and had no real respect for them, you know, all in the pursuit of masculinity. You know, I'm all man, you know, like there's this thing about masculinity that is, you know, kind of defined by the disdain for femininity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like a lot of times when people try to fall into those roles, you end up having to adopt that in order to join the man club. You know, we see it all the time with butch femmes, you know, who, mm-hmm. you know, also kind of adopt like that, some negative traits towards women sometimes in order to be accepted by men. And you see it when cis heteronormative men will accept people into the fold. Part of that is predicated upon that we have a shared disdain for women.
Right.
You know, that we will not be respecting women around here. We will be cheating on women. We will be calling them females and bitches and out of their name. You know, we will try to run the gambit of disrespect to them. And then if you pass that test, then we won't challenge your belonging to this club of masculinity, you know. And I think that was a very key point in that chapter that LaToya Charmaine, you know, grasped.
It was deep.
Well, you know, one of the best, you know, that's why I read it. You know, I only read prestigious authors on here.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel,
you know. But you know, and then just when you're dealing with infidelity in a relationship and stuff like that, you don't know what's on the other side. You know, you don't know what that person is telling, you know, because Mike's been over here telling Chris that like they're gonna be together, that there's gonna be a serious relationship, you know. And his wife don't know, you know, she had no idea when she walked in and interrupted that nut, you know.
No, she didn't know
it was gonna end up here, you know. Infidelity is one of those things that relationships can get past infidelity, but it takes two people being partners and willing to communicate and get past it. But you know, after you've seen so much hurt, you know, and betrayal and stuff, it's just hard to imagine. And when someone's living like a double life, that you want one life you weren't even part of, I mean, how do you get over that, you know? But that's what we do here, guys. We talk about it. Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything, take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow. All right. Of course, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, The Blackout Test. Leave us 5-star reviews. I already looked and saw y'all have been leaving some this week. Thank you. Yay! We only got one last week, so you know, I feel like you guys really stepped it up this week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, also, you know, you can for the feedback show, you can leave more than just 5-star reviews. You can email us, you can leave voicemail, 704-557-0186. You can what else can they do? They can email us, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. leave comments on the website, The Black Guy Who Tips, all of that stuff. We love hearing what you guys had thought about the things that we said, you know, especially in this coronavirus apocalypse and stuff like that. We appreciate y'all. So make sure you get your feedback in before Saturday morning when we do the feedback show. Today's show is sponsored. Here at the Blackout Tips, we know that you're going through a hard time out there in America. And it's times like this where we all need to come together.
Yes, we do.
Instead of being apart. And that's why we are here to help you with capitalism disguised as charity. For a limited time only.
Yes, very limited.
You'll be able to sign up for 1 year of the Blackout Tips Premium at the low price of $100.
On the low, low.
This is our coronavirus quarantine special. We're gonna all get through COVID-19 together.
Yes, we are.
That's why we're playing this very somber piano music.
That's why you know we're serious about this.
To let you know that we are, it is not a game.
Nope.
With things like Balls Deep and the pregame.
And Lip Smacking Good.
And Spoil Movie Reviews. And Medium Talk. Plus all the archives of us playing Guess the Race, Them Thrones, and our Walking Dead recaps, and many, many more.
Yes.
We are going to help you come together to defeat coronavirus by being apart.
We're here for you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to stay in the house and listen to podcasts all day. You have all unlimited Rod and Karen, just
thousands of hours worth of Rod and Karen.
Seasons worth of Rod and Karen. Okay, it's gonna be Rod and Karen 24/7.
More Rod and Karen than you can deal with.
It's gonna be a Rod and Karen festival of Rod and Karen. Rod and Karen forever. Rod and Karen the best ever. And all you have to do is go register theblackguywhotips.com/register and pick out the coronavirus special. When you go to register, and that's how you sign up, pay for it, and then you'll have unlimited access to more Rod and Karen in the coronavirus apocalypse. Thank you, and may God bless us all with your stimulus checks. Karen, you said you had some random thoughts.
I do. They're just kind of all over the place. Number one, I'm tired of people being, I guess you could say, pretentious. you know, because a lot of people are working from home. And I'm tired of these niggas be like, y'all at home, you on video, you ought to dress up, kiss my ass. No, I'm at home. Why am I dressing up? Did you dress up, wear a suit and tie at your house if you feel like it? I refuse. I'm not wearing a bra. I'm wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt. You know, as long as y'all don't come on there butt booty naked, I am good. People kill me with this. We not at work. We at home. I shouldn't have to dress up.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I saw a couple people saying that, but they sound like old fuddy-duddies, you know what I mean? Like
people that like to watch and monitor and control.
Just because, you know, they sound like the people that ask a question when the teacher's gonna let you go home early. You know, it's like, oh guys, you know, it's, I you know that we pretty much got it all done here. If anybody doesn't have anything else, let's just go ahead and go home early. And it's just like, I have a question, you know, like it's just ridiculous. Let people breathe, you know. That's the whole point working from home, is that you get a little bit more breathing room,
right? You know, I understand you have to have parameters, you know, because some people do wild out, but overall most people are not. Most people just be like, hey, not trying funny, you requested the meeting at my, you know, and I'm coming from home, you know, I'm saving in gas and money and things like that. So I don't understand this, other than I think people just feel like they have to say something or have control or something, like they just feel like they just have to.
That's like every opinion on the internet, man. People just giving it just to give it. They ain't got no power. They just talking, like.
And I think that's
people,
the thing.
People say all kinds of shit that, you know, you look back later and be like, that shit didn't even matter. So I mean, most of those people that's talking, unless they work at your company or can, you know, unless they can affect change in some type of way to make you do the shit, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, most of them can't. They
just outing talking themselves as losers,
right?
Like, I didn't know you was a loser ass motherfucker until you said that shit. Now I know, you loser and hiding.
Right, you suck. The second and it's not really a random thought, it's just an observation. I've just realized when we be in the times I do go out with you, I've realized there's a higher probability of white people wearing masks than black people. Mm. I mean, black people wearing masks than white people.
Oh,
you know, I've realized that. I see a little bit of everybody's wearing the mask, but more consistently I see black people wearing the mask. I was like, yeah, because a lot of us like, no nigga, we can die. Like,
well, I see less people wearing masks now than I was before, which is interesting, because you would think the longer this goes on, the more people wear masks, because obviously more people are able to get their hands on masks. But it seems like, especially with it's heating up down here in the South, I've seen like places where, you know, it went from like one out of every two people wearing a mask. And it could just also be the time that I was shopping, because I try to stop shopping in the morning,
right?
If I'm gonna leave the house and go to the store somewhere, I try to go when it's not crowded. And normally those people are conscientious and everyone's got a mask on at 10, 8, 9 in the morning,
right?
But we were gonna go to the store today at 4 or so, and the one we normally go to, I was like, no, the parking lot had too many people in it. There was people walking around without masks. And I was like, you know what, dog? This will be a dumb reason to die. I'd rather go somewhere else. So we went to a smaller store that had less people in it. It was actually less clean, though. They had less people cleaning. Mm-hmm. I noticed.
Right, 'cause it's a smaller store.
You know, but I've gotten pretty good with the, like, once I leave the house, my hands do not touch anything that's, you know, on my body, close to my face. And I've also gotten good with, the routine of cleaning when I get home, and, you know, changing, basically, you know, washing hands, wiping down the groceries, taking everything out, putting it up, wash my hands again, take off my clothes, shoes, all that stuff, and then you know, either shower or change it to some clothes for the house, and that's how I've been navigating it. So, you know, I feel I'm not as worried about, you know, getting home and touching something. But yeah, I have noticed that too, that I don't know about the racial dynamics, but today it felt like that for sure.
Yeah, and it's maybe because I'm just aware of people who have a mask on and who don't. I just kind of just look around and observe.
I am too, but I have not seen it that way until today.
Mm.
That white people was just out here wilding with no mask. Like before this, white people, black people, everybody, you know, but I think it was because of the time. the time I was going to the store or going out in public was the prime time for everybody that was very conscientious about what was going on,
right? Them as early bird people, yeah,
you know. And I think also does the protests and stuff are having a desired effect. People are relaxing, people are feeling like it's not a big deal, you know. Even some of the press conferences, the language has changed to, well, it's gonna really hit us hard in the winter and all this stuff, and it might hit us back in the fall. And it's like, y'all acting like it's over now. It's not done hitting us. Mm-mm. You know, like there's gonna be jumps in days for a while. Like, you know, just because people come out and say we're past the peak, that doesn't mean it's over, and the peak could peak anytime again. Like, right. You know, just relax and then it will come back. And that the way the gestation period is, you making bad decisions doesn't really show up for sometimes a week to 2 weeks. So you know, to see people kind of treating this thing like it's over already, I think it's bad, because you got some people walking outside like, well, then I don't need a mask, and I don't need to social distance, and I don't need to be cautious or whatever. I can just do what I want. And you know, this whole open up the country and all this shit, you gonna have people being like, yeah, open up the country, let's do it. You know, there's some people want to do it, so it must be a good idea. Some governors want to do it, some politicians want to do it. So yep.
And my last thing is, I think I may have said this on the show. I was, trying to find my mama, puzzles. Mm-hmm. And I was Googling online, and I did not know this. You can order through the Dollar Tree online. And I found her a big old pack. I think it was like 36 puzzles. So I bought it and had it shipped to the house, and she just got it today. And so she was telling me she already put two together, and she was working on one, and she was telling me how much she loves it, and she said she's gonna have a ball putting those puzzles together. So I was just happy and excited that she was happy that she is enjoying the puzzles.
And you told her to wipe everything down and all that stuff?
No, I should have, my bad.
Yeah, because, you know.
She had called me after she had opened it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully nothing, hopefully everything is okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, gotta stay on it, man.
That's true. So, for those of you that's looking for stuff on a Lolo, Dollar Tree. I did not know that you could order through Dollar Tree, but you can order stuff in bulks, and you can order like individual stuff too and have it shipped to your house. I paid through PayPal.
Cool. All right, anything else?
That's it for me.
All right, cool. Let's get into, you know, the news of the day, guys. See whose coronavirus song are we playing. Hold on, I don't like that one. Let's go with this one.
Yo, fuck coronavirus. Yo, fuck coronavirus. Fergie, my flow be nasty like coronavirus. Every beat I'm on is gold, I got the touch so you can call me Midas. I'm never loud, you know I creep in silence. And all these pussy niggas hating, think it's luck, I'm talking other Irish. Pin the pad, no auto-tune. They forgot that I could rap, like, boy, what's wrong with you? It's easy. A sleazy nigga like me, cause bitch I'm hotter than a flame 150 degrees. I want the rap money, trap money, real deal money. Life comes with taking risks, so take a chill pill, honey. And I cannot sit with you, I know your shit real runny. On your best day, worst day, still be bummy. And I'm always going dumb, but bitch I ain't no dummy. I ain't no dummy. So fuck coronavirus. All my niggas do you dirty like coronavirus. Yeah, my flow be nasty like coronavirus. Every beat I'm on is gold, I got the touch so you can call me Midas. I'm never loud, you know I creep in silence. And all these pussy niggas hating, think it's luck, I'm talking other Irish. My flow be nasty like coronavirus. Every beat I'm on is gold, I got the touch so you can call me Midas. I'm never loud, you know I creep in silence. And all these pussy niggas hating, think it's luck, I'm talking other Irish. My flow be nasty like coronavirus. Every beat I'm on is gold, I got the touch so you can call me Midas. I'm never loud, you know I creep in silence. And all these pussy niggas hating, think it's luck, I'm talking other Irish. My flow be nasty like coronavirus. Every beat I'm on is gold, I got the touch so you can call me Midas. I'm never loud, you know I creep in silence. And all these pussy niggas hating, think it's luck, I'm talking other Irish.
This is less about coronavirus.
It feels like he just wanted to get a song on Spotify that had coronavirus in the title.
Right, because I was like, the rest of the songs is like coronavirus heavy.
I felt like that was his freestyle, and then he was like, and I'll also throw coronavirus in there, and then that'll make it seem like my verse is relevant to the times.
No, I wanted a coronavirus song.
Yeah, well, you know, they can't all be winners. Let's get into, and also sound old school. Sound like he made that in 1995. All right, let's get to the coronavirus news. Let's see. 7 confirmed COVID-19 cases are connected to Wisconsin's April elections. So, you know, Wisconsin had that primary.
Mm-hmm. And they was determined they was gonna have no matter hell or high water.
Mm-hmm. And of course the number of election related infections could grow as a 14-day incubation period ends on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad y'all voted a lot of them fuckers out of office.
Yeah, like
y'all won't have to worry about this no more.
It's a shame what the fuck these courts and Republicans are willing to do to try to win.
Mm-hmm. And it actually went against them because people was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm willing to risk it, get the fuck out of office, I shouldn't have to. And a lot of the people just mad that they shouldn't have had to be out there in the first place.
Bill de Blasio creates social distancing tip line. It basically is for to snitch on people if you see them out there like gathering and not practicing social distancing. You can call the police or whatever. And some places, sometimes police show up and arrest people too.
Yeah, because, and you know, and people can feel however they want to, but for a lot of people, particularly people that are like following the rules and they want everything to get back to normal, they're like, the fuck are you doing? I can't go outside because you're just determined that you want to party. No.
Yeah, I know people are gonna, you know, police aren't supposed to be the solution to stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know what you do when a virus doesn't give a fuck. I just don't know what you do. You know, wouldn't it be great if we all could see the humanity and have empathy and be like, yo, I'm not gonna do this thing because I know that this is a bad thing and something bad can happen of it. And what, I don't know what you do with people that are like, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know, if this harms people, my decisions, if this passes this virus on and makes us all have to be inside longer, I'm just not doing it. What I find interesting though is like, what does this mean for like those antivirus protests? Are they not having those in New York City?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how that would work, because you know, this of course obviously scares the shit out of me, just because you could have, you know, some motherfucker calling the cops on any random group of people they see, you know, any calling it on, you know, saw two black guys walking down the street, you like, that's my brother, that's my roommate, we don't have to social distance, or
right, you know, now the police are involved, we're not having a party, the fuck is this?
So of course I worry about it, you know what I mean? But this is interesting. Hopefully we know they want, but I hope police show up and with some common sense and they don't just roll up on people and start doing all kind of wild shit. Of course trolls made a mockery of the line by sending penis pics, Hitler memes, and middle finger pics. Yep. So
they can't track those numbers.
I don't know, probably not. I mean, it probably is some type of anonymous thing to help people from being
identified. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, people think it's funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
People like, yeah, eat a bag of dicks and all that shit. Like, I don't, like I said, I don't even know what to say, because it's like, this is the one time where I get that people think it's funny, but it's, yeah, I guess it's funny till motherfuckers start dying and shit, you know, keep dying.
I don't think, yeah, you know, I know you could always find jokes around it, but shit like that right there, that's not funny to me.
Yeah, you know, I get it though, just I don't know. Two cats in New York State test positive for the virus, for coronavirus, but there's not been proven that these can give it to people. But the CDC did put out new guidelines basically saying to keep your pets away from other pets and other people, you know, walk your dog on the leash, stuff like that, because you know, why play around with this?
Come on.
So no, there's, like I said, there's no proof that the cat gave it. Like, one owner doesn't even have it, one had it, but then they tested the cat after they already had the coronavirus, so they don't think it was like the cat gave it to them, but who knows? Right. Who knows, really?
Nobody knows.
Las Vegas mayor says reopen casinos and let the ones with the most infections close. I guess he's just trying to gamble it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So are they betting on death?
Right. Coronavirus, baby. Like, makes no sense.
Nope. And a lot of them casinos are gonna be like, the fuck? Because like I mean you talked about this in the car, just because you say open up don't mean people are gonna open up. Businesses that are like, hey, we need an actually functioning workforce are gonna be like, the fuck? We don't care that you say open up, we're not opening up.
Well, I don't know, man. They might, you know, that's the thing, is they can't make people attend the casinos. Like, people might not hop on planes and go to the casinos, but they the people in charge are mostly removed from the people who have to interact with the public. Right. So I can see people in charge feeling like, let's open it up. It's like that thing I said about that rally yesterday. You ask the people who, you know, they're like, well, I want to open up my boutique. I want to open up my restaurant. I want to open up, right? You're the owner. Like, you, like, you're somewhere, you know, in your mind, seeing it as, I'm not waiting on the tables. You know, I'm not, they're not breathing my oxygen, you know.
Right.
Now that may not be true. I mean, you may have to come into the restaurant. And like I said, I don't think any of these people think they're going to get it, which is, what makes them even worse people to me. The rapper Lil Xan had to be taken to the hospital because he had a panic attack caused by coronavirus. He was overly stressed by stay-at-home orders. He was quarantining at his mother's home in Corona, California. Oh, man. When he began to hallucinate so severely that his mother called 911. I wonder if that's just withdrawals. I don't know. But you know what? He probably should have tried to take something to calm down, maybe a little Xan.
See, I was good. I didn't ask you who, because you know I don't know who the hell he is.
A little rapper, you wouldn't know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he thinks it was anxiety built up from being stuck indoors.
Yeah, I understand the anxiety.
Could be a reaction to some drugs too, though.
Oh, like you said, withdrawal. Because, you know, yeah, for a lot of people, you know, possibility you're gonna have people going through it because you can't go out and buy your drug of choice anymore. Like, you're just not available to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see people actually, like you say, going through withdrawals and things like that, and the detoxing, not because they want to.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not the only person that has had to deal with that, or just anxiety attacks and stuff.
Yeah, anxiety ain't no joke.
GameStop is reopening some stores despite coronavirus pandemic.
You're not a fucking necessity.
Essential workers, y'all. Because if I can't get a physical copy of Final Fantasy VII, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Y'all going to be staring at them Fun Pop toys. Funko Pop toys. You know what I'm talking about, them dolls.
You said it right the second time.
Okay.
Doctors say execution drugs can help the COVID-19 patients. What, just killing them?
What, is coronavirus gonna go to sleep? I don't understand.
Secrecy surrounding executions could hinder efforts by a group of medical professionals who are asking the nation's death penalty states for medications used in lethal injections so that they can go to coronavirus patients who are on ventilators, according to the death penalty expert and doctors who behind the request. In a letter sent this month to corrections departments, a group of 7 pharmacists, public health officials, and intensive care unit doctors asked states with the death penalty to release any stockpiles they might have of execution drugs to healthcare facilities. Your stockpile could save the lives of hundreds of people, though this may be a small fraction of the total anticipated deaths. It is a central ethical directive that medicine values every life. But it's unclear what drugs the states may have, as they have tended to release information about execution protocols and drug supplies only through open records requests or lawsuits. Only one state, Wyoming, responded directly to the letter, and it indicated it doesn't have the drugs in question.
Yeah, because remember, we actually read stories about how they were actually creating their own fucking cocktail because the drugs that they normally use, they weren't getting anymore.
Right, and people weren't manufacturing it anymore.
Mm-mm. So whatever they're asking for, they really might not have that drug.
I'm not trying to comment on the rightness or wrongness of capital punishment, said Dr. Joel Zivot, one of the medical professionals who signed the letter. I'm asking now, as a bedside clinician caring for patients, please help me. For most people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever or cough that clear up in 2 to 3 weeks, but for some it can cause severe illness requiring them to be placed on ventilators to help them breathe. Many medications used to sedate and immobilize people put on ventilators and to treat their pain are the same drugs that states use to put inmates to death. Demand for such drugs surged 73% in March. Oh,
God damn.
25 states have the death penalty, while 3 have moratoriums on capital punishment.
Okay, yeah, because this was unprepared, you know, like, this is one thing, you know, if people would have been prepared, they'd have had a stockpile of this, so you wouldn't be going through this.
Well, not just that, they do have stockpiles. What happened is, I don't know if you remember when we covered this, but pharmaceutical companies opposed the use of these drugs in execution, so they stopped giving them to the states so they could execute people.
Okay, right, but, you know, but that wasn't the only thing they was using them for.
Yeah, Hippocratic right. oath and all that stuff, where it's like, look, you're supposed to be saving lives with this medicine, you're killing people, and, you know, conscientiously we object to this, so we can't let y'all keep doing this shit. So
since they stopped, now they actually need it and they don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, or they have it and they won't give it up.
Right.
Because it's like, we gonna use this to kill people, and y'all motherfuckers trying to use this to save people, and we're at an impasse again.
Right. Because what are we gonna do when a motherfucker got to die?
Yeah. I wonder if the pharmaceutical companies can start making the drugs again to. Or is that the whole problem? They can't catch up probably by the time that these people need it. So
mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, they probably could, but like you said, who knows how long it would take them to make it, and then once they start making it, how long would it take them to get up to the capacity where they meet the needs?
Right. So cheating husband catches coronavirus on a trip to Italy with his mistress.
Oh shit.
That quarantine got him caught up.
Ain't worth it, y'all.
Cheating UK hussy is in a blind panic over his extramarital affair now that he has contracted the coronavirus on a secret trip to Italy with his mistress. The unnamed patient in his late 30s, described as well-heeled and with a high-flying job, told his wife he was away on a business trip within the UK. When the man returned home, he began showing symptoms of the deadly bug. The test confirmed that he was in fact infected. The patient is the talk of the public health officials. A source with knowledge of the situation told the outlet his case would be funny if it wasn't quite so serious. The man confessed to doctors that he'd been up to Italy with his wife, that his wife had no idea. She thinks he just picked up the disease on his business trip away. The man is expected to survive the infection, unlike his extramarital relationship. The man's wife, only aware that he has COVID-19, has isolated herself in the couple's lavish home in northern England. He thought he had the perfect alibi to carry out this affair, but hadn't reckoned on the coronavirus meltdown. Damn. Man, that's crazy. For shout out to them still protecting his anonymity, though. That's an interesting choice.
It was like, that's up to him to tell, but we're just letting y'all know.
We just saying somebody on Birmingham Drive.
We ain't saying who.
In a 3-story. I'm not saying who did it or what. Okay. Said he went to the UK, but
I mean, if you know, you know. Wink, wink.
Size 11 shoes, if you know what I'm saying. And then I have a lot of old coronavirus news that is so old, I feel like y'all already know this shit. You know, stock market doing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, some of it's irrelevant already. Casinos told to close. Well, guess what? Yeah,
they open now. Yeah, they trying to open.
Yeah, so. Alright, cool. Let's get into the other news of the day. There's other things happening. Let's see here. Here we go. Ava DuVernay is gonna executive produce a new docuseries, and it's called And She Could Be Next. It's about women of color in the political landscape. It's a 2-part docuseries that highlights women of color who are leading the charge in politics. Well, you know, one thing, I think this is a really good idea because I think more people need to understand that as like, for all this hemming and hawing about like just the office of president, like there's a lot of black women doing work that actually won't, they don't have the PR and the push to get to the offices above where they are now.
Right.
Partially because the white people and the white media don't focus on these people. You know, they're not bringing them on TV every day and telling us how valuable they are as candidates for these seats. So that's part of it. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is I hope Ava DuVernay, and the people that are highlighted in this docuseries can get ahead of the hating ass motherfuckers that are coming after them, because once any of these women starts talking about anything bigger than where they are, you're gonna see the detractors come in. You know who could have used this? Kamala Harris could have used this,
right?
You know, if she would have had somebody like Ava DuVernay helping her to figure out how she was gonna spin her PR shit before niggas could, like, you know, hop on the Russian train and derail everything that had to do with her, like, maybe she could have used something like this. Like and before anybody says something like, well, she wasn't that good of a candidate, right? Joe Biden won, so shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about?
And she was out before the first vote was cast.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, before you even say some stupid shit like that, because I know you thought it. I know you're listening to this and you thought that shit, right? First, as soon as I said her name, there's a reason. As soon as I said her name, it's she's not a viable candidate. She's not perfect. And we're looking at Joe Biden, who clearly was not perfect and won, right? And I think this is the game you have to play. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get ahead of this shit. You can't be fucking around and put your hat in the ring and then kind of develop your game plan as it goes when you're a black woman, unfortunately. Because as you've seen, character assassination on black women just leave black women's character assassinated. There's no coming back. There's no reprieve. People only feel that way after they're gone. Like, after she's out the race is when we start talking about, well, you know, she wasn't as bad as all people said she was.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the time for that shit was, you know, before now, you know. She ran a terrible campaign. Dog, Joe Biden had no money and he won.
No money. He won in states he didn't invest a cent in.
Nobody's campaign was worse than his, man. You just, like, he won because he got the strength and the power of being that straight white dude that got, that's well liked, got some charisma. So yeah, anyway, that's what I'm looking at. Like, I would love for her to highlight like Stacey Abrams and Val Dennings and you know, Kamala Harris, even if it might be too late for Kamala, but you know, like, you know, start highlighting some people now, people that I don't even fucking know, you know. Make it a, like, I know it's a two-part docuseries, but I hope it goes further than that, you know, because I think there's a lot of people that really don't get you know, that they really don't get the shine until it's too late, or you get that bullshit after they're out of the, oh, you know who would have been a great president? Yeah, because you never had the chance to vote for them, so you never had to come up with the reason why you wouldn't.
Correct. And also, I believe Ava will do it correctly, and I would like to see, I'm pretty sure she's gonna cover the whole country. That's my thing. Just as many different places as possible.
Yeah, so. But good luck to that, you know. According to Deadline, a docuseries titled "As She Could Be Next" was directed by Peabody Award winner Grace Lee and Iranian documentary filmmaker Marjan Safinia. It is set to debut on PBS and POV.org in June. Filmed between 2018 and 2019, it follows female candidates and organizers across the country who are vying to preserve democracy. Yeah, exactly.
Forever working.
Organizers as well, you know. Well, I mean, one, Ava is always working, but Ava does this thing too where she puts people on. So mm-hmm. Sometimes people are like, she's working, but it's like she's putting people to work. She's helping people get to work. Like, right. It's not necessarily she's gonna direct it. She's executive producing it, you know. The episodes focus on women like Stacey Abrams, Bushra Emawala, Maria Elena Durazo, Veronica Escobar, Lucy McBath, and more. Yeah, so there's like three or four women I didn't even know before this. So I'll be watching, and hopefully they put me on to somebody that's, you know, before, you know, Twitter tries to put me off of them. You guys know how it goes.
Right.
Speaking of putting people off.
Uh-oh.
Georgia Democratic lawmaker announces his resignation a week after endorsing Trump.
Hmm.
Grand opening, grand closing. Life came at him fast.
Apparently real fast.
Turn the lights off. I have left the plantation, Jones said in his statement.
Oh, okay.
Someone else can occupy that suite. Therefore, I intend not to complete my term effective April 22nd, 2020.
Oh, that's today.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading today's news. What I find interesting here is how quickly he turned heel.
He must be getting some money.
Yeah, he's a black man too. Like, just
somebody paying him.
I mean something happened. I don't even know if it's money. I don't know. How do you go from I was a Democrat to not just I'm going Republican to I'm going for Trump? I want out of this. I don't want my job anymore. It's all about team Donald Trump, make America great again.
Where the coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Where the coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
Money. Money, 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 money. Money. That's the only thing that could cause such a quick change. Nothing else makes sense to me.
I hope you're right. I hope it is money, to be honest.
Nothing else makes sense.
If you gonna coon it up, I hope it ain't from the get bottom paid. Of your heart with sincerity, because if you're doing it for free, that's
you
even
stupid.
Worse. I don't plan to lead the Democratic Party because somebody's gotta be in there to hold them accountable to how they are treating black people and root out the bigotry. As he endorses, let me check my notes here. Donald J. Trump. That's right. Donald J. Trump. After a fiery and at times combative discussion, Jones ended the interview early, prompting Richie to say, "Hang up on this clown, please."
Somebody I got fed up.
That was Rashad Richie morning show that, you know, let him call in and said hang up on him. Democratic leaders were swift to condemn Jones last week. Democratic Party of Georgia Chairwoman Nikema Williams, who also serves as a state senator representing Atlanta, said Jones does not stand for our values.
Mm-mm.
Man, I hate it when it's the brothers, man, but you know, it's not a lot.
They always be the weakest link, the fuck.
It's not a large percentage, but you know, if people most likely to sell out on some Trump shit.
I mean, black women do too. I mean,
yeah, it's not a large percentage of either one, but you know, I just hate it when it's us, man.
Mm-mm.
Fuck.
You know, you got cold and flu out there talking about coronavirus ain't real and support Donald Trump.
Right. Jones was preparing for a Democratic primary rematch against Rhonda Taylor, a legal services staffer for Conyers, whom he defeated in 2016. How did that happen? Did they not know he was cooning in or what? I think he made the right decision, Taylor said of Jones' resignation. We appreciate his service and wish him luck in whatever endeavor he embarks upon next. House Democratic leader Bob Trammell of Luthersville said he was sending money to Taylor's campaign, and Democrats in DeKalb and Rockdale counties, where Jones' district lies, announced Monday that they would censure the lawmaker. I'm sick and tired of me and my family being attacked and harassed by the Democrat Party for putting my country before my party, Jones said. A former DeKalb County chief executive, Jones has been a polarizing figure in Georgia politics for years. His county administration in the early 2000s shepherded rapid development and more than $350 million worth of funding for park to infrastructure. But he drew intense scrutiny from angry outbursts and an accusation of rape that he said was a consensual act between three partners. No charge was filed.
What?
How did this nigga win in 2016?
What's happening here?
people was just like, black man with a dick, gotta, I mean, I guess I gotta go with him.
I can't support you blindly like that. No.
A special grand jury in 2013 recommended an investigation into allegations against Jones for bid rigging and theft when he was a CEO, but then the then district attorney said he lacked the evidence to show any crimes that occurred. First elected to the Georgia House in 1992, Jones mounted unsuccessful runs in the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, and DeKalb Sheriff before his victory in DeKalb-based House seat returned him to the state capitol 4 years ago. This year, he was accused of not living in his district, calling a fellow Democrat lawmaker a chicken shit, and was accused of making transphobic comments to the Doralville City Council member who Jones said tried to draw a comparison between being black and being gay. I intend to help the Democrat Party get rid of its bigotry against black people that are independent and conservative, Jones said.
So black people just straight?
So what bigotry? You know what though? No, think about it. Kinda gotta give him credit. He said, I intend to help the Democrat Party get rid of its bigotry against black people, and he did leave. So he is helping a little bit. I mean, he vacated the office at least. So, I mean, I guess thank you in a weird way. You know, appreciate you resigning. That's one less bigoted lawmaker that Democrats have to worry about.
They double down and be like, I refuse to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, addition by subtraction. Appreciate you. So, good job. I guess I owe you a bit of an apology. Let's see. Let me see. Oh, sex trafficking survivor granted clemency after a case is highlighted by Kim Kardashian West.
Come on through, Kim K.
An imprisoned sex trafficking victim has been granted clemency after a case highlighted in Kim Kardashian West's criminal justice reform docuseries. The Kim Kardashian West's new documentary series, Kim Kardashian West, The Justice Project, premiered April 5th on Oxygen. The series follows the reality star's journey with criminal justice reform and spotlights some of the inmates she's helped. One of the cases documented in the series is Alexis Martin, an imprisoned sex trafficking survivor who was sentenced to life in prison for killing her pimp when she was 15 in Akron, Ohio.
I remember that. We covered that story.
No, you're thinking about Brown? Yeah, multiple people. She's helped multiple people.
Okay.
Martin, who is now 22, had her murder sentence commuted Friday by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, according to People. A spokesperson for the governor said Martin is now one of 7 prisoners to be released amid the coronavirus outbreak. Martin was convicted of first-degree murder and robbery charges for allegedly masterminding Angelo Kearney's 2013 shooting death. The young woman was raped and trafficked by Kearney when she was a teen. In the young woman's episode, she revealed that she was raped 4 times, starting at the age of 9, and that one of the attackers who raped her from the age of 9 to 11 was not found guilty, despite his semen being found in her panties. Oh, sorry, I didn't know this was going to be so graphic, y'all. She was one of the 7 people involved in the crime, but she did not shoot Kearney. When she turned 17, she started her prison sentence at least 21 years following the acceptance of a plea deal. This is fucking disgusting that this could happen to somebody and they be in prison before Kim Kardashian and the justice. You know what I mean? Before, like, if it wouldn't been for the Justice Project, and not just the Justice Project, because that alone wasn't enough, if you think about it. If it wouldn't have been for a celebrity highlighting the work the Justice Project was already doing,
correct,
then DeWine probably would not have released this woman.
Mm-mm.
That's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking insane. Like, if this would have been just a B-list celebrity, maybe. This person is still in prison.
Right.
That's how much celebrity matters in America, and how little the doing actual the work right of thing. Somebody like the yeah the little
yeah
how,
these people wow. have been doing this shit for years.
People reports that her supervised release requires that she temporarily live in a group home. In a tweet, Kim Kardashian West thanked DeWine for his efforts. Alexis Martin is a sex traffic survivor, and I was honored to be able to share her story on the Justice Project. Thank you, Governor DeWine, for commuting her sentence, and said the reality star. Mm-hmm.
Because my thing is this: if I'm in jail, I don't give a fuck who's letting me out. That's the right thing. You know, I know a lot of people go at her, blah blah blah. I don't give a fuck. This is a person that is out.
It's a luxury that we get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Us that are involved in these situations, we get to have the, you know, the purity politics of like, not if Trump is getting any credit, that kind of shit that we do. When it's like, I mean, I guess that sounds real cool in some tweets, real cool on Facebook. But if it was literally you in prison or your loved one in prison, that you're not gonna give a fuck.
No, you
at least not. At least I hope you don't. I don't, I really do hope that you wouldn't be like, I'd rather just stay in prison for something that I either didn't do or was over sentenced for, to prove some type of point that I don't like Trump. Just like, it just sounds kind of crazy, but you see people say that shit online. But I think it's that kind of thing where people say something online but they haven't really thought about it, and they don't have to because they really feel like it couldn't happen to them.
Correct.
You know, but you know, I'm glad, like I said, you can turn your nose up at Kim K and DeWine and all those people. I don't care. It doesn't, they're not, I don't know them niggas, they ain't my friends, but I appreciate the work and the fact that it is working. People said that, you know, this is gonna be some, you know, drop in the bucket shit, and she was gonna do this and it wasn't gonna matter, she was gonna quit and she was gonna take all the credit for the work these other people did and shit. And you know, so far it hasn't been that way.
Right, and people are coming out and actually like, hey dog, like, we actually got the fun, like, we can actually do shit now. Like, we all we was about to close shop before she came, but you know, nobody actually gives a fuck about that, because if you are really about it, you want the end results. You'd actually wouldn't squabble about how you got there and who the fuck did what. Who gives a fuck?
Joe Biden was asked if he could reach Trump's fan, you know, his voter base, and he said probably not.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Speaking at a fundraiser hosted by Joe and Sarah Chiani, the founders of the Massimo Corporation, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee was asked if he hopes to gain supporters from the president's base during the general election campaign. Biden responded with a laugh, according to the pool report from the fundraiser. His base? Probably not. There are people who support the president because they like the fact that he is engaged in the politics of division. They really support that, the notion that, you know, all Mexicans are rapists and all Muslims are bad, and dividing this nation based on ethnicity, race. This is one of the few presidents who succeeded by deliberately trying to divide the country, not unite the country.
Yeah, but when Hillary Clinton called him deplorable, everybody lost their fucking minds.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't say deplorable necessarily, but I don't know how anyone would take the description of people who think all Mexicans are rapists and all Muslims are bad as not deplorable, but he's also insulated by being a white man.
Correct.
You know, end of the day, he will be protected by that, and people are going to vote for him and that wouldn't vote for Hillary, specifically because of that. He's a white man, and no, you're not smarter than that. You know, I was thinking about something today. It's not necessarily the same thing, but like, there was somebody that, you know, that dude that wrote that piece on Sunday for CNN that was like, yo, so the Teddy Riley thing didn't happen. And
I remember you telling you know, me that, yes. I mean, like, we talked about it on the show, yes.
Yeah, and then people was like, don't talk about this. This is a black. Well, then somebody else wrote something for a white publication today that essentially kind of said the same thing, same kind of jokes and shit, but they're more liked than the other dude, and they're kind of in the cool kids club, so nobody said shit. And I was like, you're still writing for a white publication and kind of making fun of the errors and faux pas that those dudes had. Why was the guy who wrote for CNN somehow the bad guy, but this other white publication, somebody else writes for them, and that's okay? And I was like, oh, you know what it is? It's they, I really think low-key people be like jealous of people getting paid to do shit like that, and they disguise their jealousy in all this like woke terms, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's because of this and that, and you shouldn't be. And then when they get a chance to do it, they're good with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody
in their crew, they click.
Yeah, I'm almost done with Black as Fuck. Netflix. And I did watch episode 5, the one that everybody's like, yo, that's a good one. And it was good. It was amazing. I loved it. It's probably my favorite episode of the season so far. We'll see how 7 and 8 end, but, mm-hmm. It was really, I thought it was really good. And mostly because of the points it was making about there's no right way to be a black artist. Mm-hmm. And like somebody always got something to say. And also just cause you're black don't mean you support everybody black.
Right.
And Tyler Perry has this like monologue in there, kinda, not monologue, but this thing where he's talking to him. He basically is like, I just stopped giving a fuck what everybody think. You can't please everyone.
You drive yourself nuts.
Just please the people that fuck with you. And let these motherfuckers be mad. Like, you know who you are, you know what you believe in, and they don't have to agree. They can find a way, but the end of the day, you have to do you, right? So all that stuff to say, like, a lot of that stuff is not necessarily, what would happen is people would make these critiques of certain folks, even in the same lane, and I would be like, well, yeah, that's a, they must just really feel passionately about that. Even as I watch them and I'm like, that don't really make sense. Like what you're saying is kind of weird because you do the same thing, but when you do it, you don't really act that way. And, it's like when people talk about like ghosting or something, it's always somebody like, ghosting is violence and ghosting is protecting myself. This is how I do self-care, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, it just depends on what side of the coin you're on.
For a lot of people, yes.
Yeah, you can make the words work either way. You don't, like, neither one of these, like, the truth of the matter is, neither one of those is wrong or bad or good. Like, both of those are about the same. Like, you don't feel like talking to somebody you shouldn't have to. Mm-mm. Somebody don't want to talk to you, they don't have to.
Right.
It's you that's internally conflicted to try to turn it into when it benefits you is right, and when it benefits them is wrong, right? Anyway, all that to say is, I was like, I'm gonna stop making excuses for people when I don't even fucking give myself that rope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even provide those, like, I should be kinder to myself for things that I'm not kind to myself in my head on, And yet, for other people, I do all this work in my head. Well, maybe they meant it this way. Well, it could have been that. Well, maybe they just don't understand. Well, maybe someone just has to explain it to them. But no. I'm doing work for you. Why? And that's how I feel about the people that are going to vote for Biden because he's a white man. I'm not going to disguise it as something else. He's a white man. He gets to do the things that everyone else didn't get to do. And no matter how fucking woke you are, you help pave the way. Every time you pointed out some other politicians like flaws and said I would never and thought that would hold for Joe Biden, you were full of shit because at the end of the day, it came down to him because he's the one person that we can see ourselves saying, hey, put one of these in charge. They're always in charge.
Right.
Subconsciously, you did that. Subconsciously, by being harder on all the other candidates than they were on him.
Yep, forcing them to drop out, yes.
Yeah, by being like, I won't support this, I won't do that, winding down all the choices until there was, till the media even was like, yeah, well, it can't be this person, it can't be that person. Like, we did that collectively as voters. And that's because that man's a white man. All of us are indoctrinated by this white supremacy shit. It's not, there's like, you can do the calculus and go, not me if you want to, but at the end of the day, there's a reason that this motherfucker is the one choice.
Right.
Everyone says, okay, well, we probably could vote for him over Trump.
Right. One of the, probably the least qualified, there's a lot more people that were more competent, had policies, procedures, plans, and all that shit. You ran them out. Everybody had an excuse on why.
It's, you know what it is? It's as if life said, guys, let's run a fucking thought experiment. I'll give you the most qualified woman in the history of running for president ever. Would you vote for her? And enough people were like, no. Mm-mm. Don't like her. Don't do da 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 da. Okay. And then the next time around, the thought experiment was, okay, same thing as last time, guys, except white man, much less qualified, would you vote for him? And everybody went, yeah, we could do that. But y'all had said that this 94 crime bill was a problem, and she said super predator. Yeah, Well, this guy wrote the bill.
He wrote it.
Okay, yeah. I don't see what the problem is. It's not the same. I don't see what the... Okay, well, y'all said that, you know, this woman, she got sick one time and got a cold, and y'all was like, you know, can't vote for her. This other dude just had a heart attack. Yeah, I don't know why you bringing this up. Like, yes, of course I'll vote for heart attack. I mean, this bitch almost passed out. I mean, come on. You know, like, that's how I felt. Like it's the ultimate thought experiment of, like, what can a white male do that basically somebody with the same access to whiteness, money, and all this shit, except a woman, could not get away with. It's almost like they mm-hmm. wanted to fucking prove a point. And everyone's gonna fall in line for Joe. So
of course.
All right, let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to say? For the general news. Some of these are so fucking old, man. Coronavirus came through and ruined everything.
It put everything on hold, didn't it?
Yeah. Like some of these articles sound silly now. Like this one right here says South Carolina man cites fear of zombies as stabbing motive. And now I'm like, kind of reasonable.
Yeah.
Right? Coronavirus, I'm like, zombies could happen. That could be the next step.
The next step in evolution.
When the bodies start waking back up, and then we're going to be all fucked up.
Woo! Yes. No. I'm good.
Let's see. Is there any other ones? A woman dies after being struck by debris from a gender reveal explosion.
Oh.
What's wrong with us straights?
Stop that. Just stop it.
When are we gonna get it together, y'all? Like...
Nobody, you know, I'm not trying to be like, funny. No, nobody cares, y'all. You know, I really hate to bust your bubble, and nobody cares.
Not enough to die. You know, like how many more of these had to happen? Maybe that'll be the good news.
Stop it right now! This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here! We are adults, and this is ridiculous. Cut the crap.
Honestly,
she ought to show up every time y'all out there doing that dumb shit.
Yeah, like maybe the coronavirus will save us from that, man. Kanye West asked people not to have premarital sex while working on his Jesus is King album. How he gonna know?
Right?
Somebody's voice gonna sound a little off. I'm like, you've been having premarital sex. Get out of my office. That's some premarital sex. Premarital sex notes you hitting there, okay? I can tell.
No, sir.
I can smell the sex dripping all off of you. Get him out of here. You can't sing on the chorus to my song. Man, these articles now, they're so trife. They're so... They mean nothing. Jussie Smollett fails to persuade judge to drop Chicago lawsuit seeking $130,000 fine. Who cares? Would it even be a Chicago now?
Right.
Everything's changed, guys. New Jersey family claims funeral home put wrong body in casket. At least you got to have a funeral.
Ain't that the truth? Now you can't have one.
We don't know what's gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
Like, this shit is like no news matters anymore. Who gives a fuck? New Lyft program offers free rides to job interviews and first 3 weeks of new employment. Well, they definitely had to kill that program because don't nobody got a job.
Right.
Flight attendant sues Southwest Airlines after catching pilots watching a live stream of passengers using the bathroom.
What?
This one solved itself. There's no passengers, there's no flights, there's no bathrooms, there's no nothing.
Only thing you're gonna be looking at is the coronavirus.
So, I mean, shit, maybe they was ahead of the curve. It's like, this nigga coughing, turn the plane around.
Oh, we gotta take it back.
Like, who knows now, man? None of the news matters. I'm not even gonna write these in the show description. That's how little this, I'm just gonna say news that doesn't matter anymore. Who gives a fuck about this news? Judge says woman arrested in CIA trespass looking for agent penis later visited Obama home.
What?
What could that possibly fucking mean?
I don't know.
But now that we have coronavirus, I also don't care.
I know. Apparently agent penis must be doing real good.
The woman who allegedly trespassed 3 days in a row at the CIA headquarters and requested to speak to agent penis recently showed up at the home of former President Barack Obama. during a status hearing. U.S. district judge, how old is this article? Like, what, this happened like now? This is a thing that happened this year or something?
Apparently
they just so. You could just walk 2019 you could just walk up on yeah November 2019 just walk up on the Obama's house. Look at this, guys. Well, she definitely probably got the coronavirus.
She got all the virus.
Nearly 66,000 weed convictions dating back to 1961 to be dismissed in Los Angeles County.
Good.
Yep, that is good. Hopefully those people got out of jail.
Right, and it got expunged from the records. Yes.
All right, let's go to some other news, guys. Let's see, how about some let me see who's fucking with black people today. Oh, show note, tomorrow at 10 a.m will be This Too Much with me and Bossy. Okay. Recap of Insecure episode 2 for people that are into that. All right, let's do some fucking with black people.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time and we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that goes all around the globe, and we find articles and assign point scores of 0 to 100 and intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with these black people. Today's contestants, everybody. All right, let's see who's fucking with us. Exclusions for racism in primary schools in England up more than 40%. The person was my friend and I didn't expect any of my friends to call me a name, says 9-year-old Naeem. He has experienced racist abuse at primary school 5 times in a year. It has left his mother calling in tears. One of the perpetrators is now on a council register for racism, with another facing temporary exclusion. Primary school exclusions for racism in England are up more than 40% in just over a decade, with the biggest rise in the Northwest. Shit. I mean, look who they elected.
Right.
Same way it worked in America. It gotta be working there, right?
Yes.
You know, we elect Trump, racism just hops up.
Yep. Yeah, he don't give a fuck about the economy and brown people and the other people.
Right. 496 temporary exclusions for racism from primary schools in the academic year 2017-2018, a rise of 40% on 2006-2007 when there were 350 exclusions. In the Northwest, there were 36 temporary exclusions in 2006-2007 compared with 76 in 2017-2018. Wow. Well, yeah, makes sense. I mean, 0 to 100.
Oh, that's 100, because I don't even live there, but fuck a Brexit.
Yeah, 100 as well. Local officer, police officer, had to resign after making up a coffee cup incident. So, oh, wait, what the fuck? Page not found. Are y'all trying to protect this white man? Hold on.
Let me see. So you probably can find it.
Yeah, now I gotta search for it. Because it's an old story, but yeah, I remember seeing this on Twitter. Yeah, officer admits he fake claim about McDonald's coffee cup. So yeah, what happened was, like, a story went around saying, like, oh, on my McDonald's receipt somebody had put pig on there, and you know, it's and it's fucked up and they hate cops and blah blah blah. But then the police officer had to resign because he said he fabricated the story. The Harrington Police Department officer, whose name was not made public, of course not. Why did they ever make the police officers public when they do stupid shit like this?
Yeah, and our McDonald's probably had to do an investigation. And
our tax dollars, our tax dollars pay your salary. Why don't I get to know your name?
Right.
What are we protecting you from? You're the one that basically put these employees at McDonald's in the line of fire with this bullshit, because you know how crazy people get.
Right. Come up there fucking protesting the McDonald's and shit.
He claimed that a McDonald's employee had written pig, preceded by an expletive, so I guess fucking pig, on a receipt attached to his cup. The department's police chief, Brian Hornaday, relayed the story on Saturday in a Facebook post that attracted nationwide media attention, but has since been deleted. So you got the police chief to believe you and share it too. The tall tale unraveled when McDonald's provided video footage, which you know is the only way he was going to admit it, that proved his employees had not written anything on the cup. Mr. Hornaday said,
because they watch them all the time. It's cameras everywhere.
It's like, not only is it a lie, it's a stupid lie. The 23-year-old officer then admitted he had lied about the supposed incident as a joke. Well, I saw the post. It was not presented as a joke. Nothing was funny about it. There was that victimhood of the police thing that they like to do to justify when they go off and kill some innocent black person, because, hey guys, we're the ones that really have a hard job, you know. Wow, I can't believe these people don't like us. I hope he understands the magnitude of the black eye this gives law enforcement profession from coast to coast, he said. Harrington, about 150 miles west of Kansas City, has a population of roughly 2,300. Leonard Brazzi, the director of operations for McDonald's franchise in nearby Junction City, said at a news conference that the restaurant had been transparent and fully cooperative in the police investigation. Yeah, because y'all didn't do shit wrong. They won't reveal the officer's name because it's a personnel matter, but said he has been employed for about 2 months after spending 5 years in the army. He did not specifically say whether the officer had written an insult on the cup himself, but did say that the officer was the sole actor in the incident. Who the fuck else would have written it?
Come on.
As a joke. Fuck out of here. Cops get real fucking sketchy with the details when it's on them, don't they? Well, we can't say who it is. It's like, this is why the fuck people don't talk to y'all. Soon as they get arrested, give me a fucking lawyer. Let's play the game you play.
Yep, not telling you shit.
When y'all fuck up, y'all can't remember nothing. Ain't no details. People remain anonymous. But we supposed to come in your interrogation rooms and back of your squad cars and give up all the fucking details and trust in you, huh? In his original public Facebook post, Mr. Hornaday wrote that the officer had gotten a coffee on the way to work and was offered a free lunch as an apology. A Big Mac and large fries doesn't make up for it. The U.S. veteran who continued to serve...
But it was a joke?
The U.S. veteran who continued to serve deserves much more. Such an incident actually did happen in Kiefer, Oklahoma in November, leading a Starbucks to apologize and fire a barista after the police officer had a cup that had pig written on it. On Monday, Mr. Hornaday said he initially believed his officer because he expected a uniformed sworn officer to tell the truth. Cause you know how often that happens, guys. Nothing, if you can't trust the police. I'm not even gonna finish the joke. 0 to 100.
Oh, 100.
Yeah. Dracarys, man. Dracarys. I know it seems light because it's just a coffee lie, you got caught, but like shit like this is serious, man. Like this is the shit that really can that really turns the public against black people and people that are victims of police, and it makes the police look like the heroes and the fucking victims of everything. And I'm sick of it. Like, you don't get to do the things you do to people and then be like, we're the real victims here, guys. Blue Lives Matters. It's not fair how they treat us, you know? Like, such bullshit, man. West Virginia correctional cadets who gave Nazi salute in the photo will all be fired.
Good.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said, oh, that's a nice name. Said Monday he has approved the recommendations from a report calling for the firing of all correctional officer cadets who participated in a salute during a class photo. Mm-hmm. The profound stupidity of that. Before we get to the racism, the profound stupidity of that. We know we're taking a picture. We know we just graduated or whatever. Let's all do the Nazi salute the same time, y'all. And shout out to the newspaper for once again blurring their fucking faces. So these people now just out in the world existing among us, and we're all just supposed to be cool with it.
Don't be somebody manager, supervisor.
Right. Writing pig on their own coffee cup somewhere right now. But yeah, The Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety on December 5th released this photo of basic training class 18 with the employees' faces blurred out. It shows about 30 uniform trainees posing with their right arms raised, most of them with their hands also extended. The words "Hail Bird" also appeared at the top of the image. 3 people, 2 academy trainers and a cadet, were fired after the photo was released, and 34 others suspended without pay amid investigation by the state's Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety and its Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation. These motherfuckers supposed to go work in prisons? Thinking this is funny? According to the investigation summary, the use of the gesture began 2 or 3 weeks into training, as one of the cadets described it as a sign of respect for an individual identified as Instructor Bird. Bird told investigators she was unaware of the historical or racial implications of the gesture. Get the fuck out of my face. Fuck out of my face, you liar. Who doesn't know the Nazi salute? What? There's no one on earth that doesn't know this shit. What else do you not
What the Jews out here talking about, never forget, is that that's some shit that I know is taught.
What are you talking about, guys? I'm gonna be honest, I just didn't know. What's this whole Holocaust thing? What's this? The fuck out of here, you lying piece of shit. Never heard of it.
They show you videos and they show you people dying, like they like, no motherfuckers, this shit happened.
Bird told investigators she was unaware of the historical racial implications of the gesture and reporting it was simply a greeting, according to the report, but her statement was contradicted by multiple sources. The investigation disclosed that she encouraged it, reveled in it, and at times reciprocated the gesture. Additionally, Bird appeared to overrule the corrective actions taken by others and assured the cadets the behavior was acceptable. Of course! Fucking weird, lying piece of shit. Class photos included Hail Bird picture were forwarded to a member of the secretarial staff as a standard procedure. A secretary reported asking Bird, "What are you all doing in this picture?" Bird told her, "There's nothing wrong with it. We have people of all colors and backgrounds in the picture. Every one of them is participating." First of all, you know them people of color are participating the same way black police officers are like the roughest police officers to be pulled over by. It's because being a police officer is essentially white supremacist organization, and if you're gonna be one of those fucking chocolate chips, you gotta go along to get along. So the peer pressure of the fucking instructor saying, "Hey, it's just some funny Hitler shit we doing, you're not, what is the one black, you know what guys, I'm not with the shit," they're not gonna be that brave. Cause essentially what happened to all of y'all is what was gonna happen to that one person. Well, then you're fired. Go the fuck home.
Right.
So it's not, yeah, that's not, when you have power over people, saying everyone agreed isn't the big joke you think it is. Mm-mm. Oh, I have black friends as excuse. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, that gives it Jacarvis.
Yeah, I agree. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Man, who thought that was a good idea, man?
Some parent or somebody.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, let's move on. Let's see. I guess then I have to do that Charles, man. No. I guess we can do some black capitalism. That's normally one that raises the spirits, guys. Let's start with that. Okay, let's do some black capitalism news and talk about these shifty blacks. You can't trust them.
They ain't gonna like me. They ain't gonna like me. I've been getting to the money. Everybody, man. They just getting too much money. Everybody, man.
Rihanna partners with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to donate $2.1 million apiece to support domestic abuse victims amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Come on, Rihanna.
First of all, come on, Jack. Okay? I see you over there, Jack, at Twitter, trying to change your white supremacist ways.
He is doing it, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. I see him trying to help, okay?
Oh, I said, come on, Rihanna, because, you know, we're talking about black capitalists, but yes.
I know why you said, come on, Rihanna. But see, that's why I have to turn around and say, I don't know what the hell is going on, Rihanna, okay?
What?
This is some fraudulent bullshit that she's trying to pull. Pull the wool over black people's eyes by uniting her money with a white man.
If you don't get out of here, sir.
For what, you expect me to praise you, sis?
Yes.
Because you giving some money away? You're not gonna fool me. First of all, you way richer than me.
It don't matter.
Okay? I'm sick of these rich motherfuckers.
She helping out people that you couldn't.
Trying to take it both ways. Oh, look at me. I'm rich. Oh, I don't have to worry about the COVID because I'm doing so good. I'm so much better than you. Also, here's a little bit of my pocket change. Okay, a little something I found in my couch. I don't think so, Rihanna. You're not fooling me, sis. Come up off of all your money if you really believe it.
Well, then fool me. Keep doing what you're doing. Mm-mm. Go out there and change the world.
It's okay for Jack because he's a white man to do this, but for Rihanna, you're not. Eat the black rich first, okay?
We are coming
from your Barbados monies, okay? We coming for it first, sis. Mm-mm. You're not trying to get one over on us, try to trick us and think you a good person. I don't think so. Let's see who else, which of these blacks is also acting up. CBS picks up a palette for Queen Latifah. She's gonna do the Equalizer remake. So I guess it's like the Denzel movie, The Equalizer, or something.
Okay, it'll be
starring her. Ooh. I don't know.
Ooh. Okay, I don't care. I'm here for it.
Yeah, she gonna star in it. Oh yeah, she's gonna star as the lead.
Let's do it.
Well, obviously, I'm out on this. I'm
watching it.
You're not gonna watch it. First of all, you don't watch anything, so you can go ahead with that.
Watch some stuff.
You gonna play Farm Together, and you're not gonna watch this. Not a second of this show. You will never watch any of this show because you don't really support black people. Just like the rest of Black Twitter, you fake, and you like to support black people with the least amount of effort possible. But I won't be watching it because I'm sick of seeing black people on the white man's TV channels trying to act like that's progress and diversity.
I don't care. I can support in spirit.
Oh, look, as long as you don't support in ratings, because you ain't getting none from this household, okay? We don't support you rich motherfuckers, okay? I see Queen Latifah on the beach and stuff with her boo. Looking all rich and enjoying life
and loving life.
I don't like it, you know. I gotta eat oodles and noodles, and you over here taking pictures of salads in Jamaica and shit. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this.
I'm not
the bougie 1% elitist blacks like this. The billionaire class over here, the oligarchs and the plutocrats trying to tell me, a brother that's still, you know, eating Tostina pizza rolls, like, you try to tell me what I should be doing in my life? Well, I won't be watching Equalizer, I know that much.
It's not mandatory.
Lil Nas X partners with Scully for $30,000 scholarships competition. Let me guess. So they can go to the white man schools?
It didn't say that. They go wherever. That's how they fool. They go to HBCU. They go wherever they want.
That's how these black capitalists get you.
$30,000, depending on where you go. Shit, that's all your whole college.
Education ain't nothing but the next level of classism. Okay, y'all fall for that bullshit if you want to. Okay, it's like my favorite rap group Dead Prez said on their album that I didn't buy, I stole, because, you know, I don't want to help them make money because then they gonna end up being black capitalists.
What is wrong with you?
They socialist, Karen. It don't matter. Look in their lyrics, it don't matter. But they said, look man, just because I didn't go graduate the college don't mean I can't be a doctor or a lawyer. And that's all I'm saying. You don't have to go to college. Don't use this scholarship. Okay,
go to college if that's what you want to do.
You know who should try to get this 30,000?
But yes, you need to go to college to be a doctor or a lawyer. I don't want no dummies out there with no PhDs. Dumbasses out there with PhDs, but at least they got degrees.
Just go to the library, okay? You don't need this. I'm gonna tell you like this, $30,000 ain't shit. It ain't enough money.
What?
So don't take it. You just being fooled. They put a black face They put a black face on their late stage capitalism to try to fool you black dummies.
Don't you
into believing in this shit. You can don't fall, do it.
But don't you believe this black
if
man.
You really need to go to college that bad, do what I did. Sneak into classes for free. It's not a lot of security on campus.
You did not sneak into class for free.
Just walk up in there, okay?
You paid for the shit.
They can't make you. They can't kick you out, okay? Security don't know. They what you in here for? Excuse me, this my 2 o'clock. That's all you got to do, okay? Now you know who should get this money. Some white people, because black people do not need to be indoctrinated by this capitalist politics, okay? We just want to live free in abundance, and you can't get free for $30,000, so don't even start, okay? You don't need this money. Let's see who else is getting this money. Oh god, this is the worst one.
Oh, what happened?
This nurse opened a hospital in Florida to treat black patients.
Let's go.
With whose medicine? The white man. This is a face for big pharma, okay? You put a black you put a black woman's face on the medical industry that we all know is a capitalist regime, okay? This is not the socialism that Bernie Sanders is talking about, okay? So this black woman
is she's helping black people though,
but they gonna have to probably pay, number one, and number two, they getting help from white people's medicine though. So it's a black woman selling you who's Xanax? White man's. I don't see no Xanax trees in the hood.
How do you know this? I bet you probably go down the history. A lot of the medication shit was probably stolen from us and the indigenous people.
As it should be, because black people don't need money, Karen. Only white people. If you black, if you black and you get some money, you know the first thing that's gonna happen, you're gonna become a capitalist. Okay? I've seen it happen. I was at a lunch one time with my friend. And, you know, it's time to pay for the meal. And I was going to pay for mine. He was going to pay for his. And he pulled out his wallet. He said, I'm going to pay for both of us. And I said, you goddamn capitalist. And I slapped my food off the table and walked out. Because anybody with any more money than me is a goddamn capitalist. And if they black, it's doubly bad.
What happened to your meal?
I only want to see white. I didn't eat it, Karen. I went home, had some socialist oodles and noodles, and maintained my purity. Okay? Only white people should be rich.
I'm not smacking my meal off the table.
As a liberal, let me just tell you like this. The thing we have
to I'm eating my seafood Alfredo.
As a liberal socialist, let me tell you something. White people get to stay rich. But if I see any of you blacks try it, I'm going to be the first to call you out, okay? I'm over it.
Don't y'all pay him no attention.
I hate to see black people coming up. It's really the worst thing that we cover on this show every week.
No, it is not.
Clara C. Fry is her name. She served 20 years as a nurse in Tampa, Florida, in an era when black patients couldn't be treated at hospitals. She decided to build one. For money, a nurse had the audacity to build a hospital. You read that correctly. Clara C. Fry was the daughter of Joseph John, a black man from the South, and Fanny Fordham, a teacher from London, England. Born in April 1872, Clara trained and gained nursing experience in Chicago, Illinois, and Montgomery, Alabama. All the while hearing early stories of black patients who were dying because they were denied care at segregated hospitals. She was deeply moved by the premature death statistics in the area, so in 1901 she moved to Tampa, where the Tampa Municipal Hospital did not admit blacks. Wow. In 1908, a white physician, Dr. M.R. Winton, asked Fry to care for a black patient while he prepared to perform a surgical operation. Fry offered her a small home on 1615 Lamar Avenue in Tampa Heights. Her dining room table was pressed into service as an operating table. Her bedroom was used as a recovery room. For the next 15 years, her home would continue to serve as a hospital where doctors of all races treated patients. None were turned away, even when they were unable to pay. Oh, wait, so this might be some socialism. After those 15 years, Fry borrowed money to purchase a two-story, 17-room building located down the street and named it Clara Fry Hospital. Oh, never mind. Back to capitalism. Here we go, sis. So now we trying to borrow some money.
She borrowed.
Right. Now she trying to borrow some money. Nope. If you don't do it from crowd.
It wasn't supposed to be off of wishing, a prayer, and a dream.
If you can't do it from crowdfunding money that falls out of the sky, then
the crowd she borrowed from.
She compromised her business by dealing with the white people's money from the banks. Gotta. The hospital relied heavily on donations because Fry was unwilling to press her patients for payment. Consequently, it became increasingly difficult to support costs associated with running the hospital. In 1929, the city of Tampa purchased the building and renamed it the Tampa Negro Hospital. Oh, so she sold it. And that's how she, cha-ching, got to the money. Told you, if you followed the black people.
She sold it because it was expensive and she couldn't run it. What the hell are you talking about, sir?
If you follow the black people long enough, you see where the capitalism just seeps on in. And now she's a black capitalist. Fuck all them people she saved. Okay? So yeah, she worked at the hospital for the next 20 years until crippling arthritis and other health concerns forced her to retire. After her retirement, the city once again dedicated the hospital to her, changing its name to Clara Fry Memorial Hospital. She died April 8th, 1936 at the age of 63 and reportedly impoverished. She must have spent all her money up gambling or something. In 1938 to 1967, another Clara Fry Memorial Hospital opened and operated in West Tampa. Built with the Work Progress Administration, WPA funding, the 62-bed hospital served black residents on Union Street and adjacent to the Hillsborough River. In 1991, the original Tampa General Hospital was renamed after Fry. Today in the new hospital, the ninth floor bears the name of Clara C. Fry. While her legacy is inspiring, it's also a challenge to black people to support those who are supporting them. This woman should have never died in poverty. This whole fucking article was capitalist propaganda. You see what they did there with that last sentence, y'all? So now it's black people fault she died poor, right? So what, she's supposed to have some money, then she gonna be a goddamn capitalist? See how they get you? See, this is how they get you. They, next thing you know, you buying Beyonce tickets and Jay-Z albums. This is how they trick you, okay? Kaepernick still ain't got a job, but you buying his jerseys and his shoes.
What?
Putting his money in his pocket.
What does that got to do with anything?
Capitalism, Karen, okay? It's always bad when black people get into the money, okay?
No, it's not.
And if it's in this segment, I will find a way that it's bad for us to come up with the money, okay? So, I'm sorry that I'm more woke than y'all, okay? I wish y'all could be as woke as me and be on my level. But not everyone's gonna be able to make it.
Nah, I'm not on your level then.
Okay, but please make sure y'all sign up for the new coronavirus special.
They don't like me. They don't like me. I be getting to the money. Everybody, man.
Yeah, that segment is so hard to do. That last one was real difficult. She was a true icon, man.
Come on, she was doing it.
That's one of the reasons I just don't understand, man. It's like idea that black people supposed to serve and serve and serve, and then like they not supposed to make money, and then everything they do to, I don't know, man. This shit just strikes me odd, you know, like when you think about the fact that the same people that run around talking about pay me for my work, mm-hmm. make sure you give me my raise,
mm-hmm.
run around and start calling black people capitalists the second they make it, the second they fucking get some money, and then all of a sudden now they're white, now they're bad people and shit. I hate that shit, man.
Same.
Like, that's fucking crazy to me. Like, cause when I hear that story, I get mad. That woman died poor, in poverty. You know what I mean?
She didn't want to charge.
Like, that's
they couldn't pay.
Right. Like, she did all that shit, and then what? Some pats on the back? Nobody knows her name until I read an article today?
Mm-mm.
Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? The fact that people think that this is, you know, that's the only thing that makes a black life virtuous is, you know, basically you can't attain any level of wealth or whatever. Meanwhile, in America, like, one of the few ways you get power is through wealth.
Right. If
you know, like, call it what you want, but that's the fucking rigged game we're in. You want to help people, you're gonna probably have to get some money to do it.
Come on,
you know, like, this is crazy. But then you look online, it's like that's the first thing people do is cut down anyone trying to make money, you know. That's why I didn't even understand the anger, the idea of those guys monetizing the fucking the battles. Because I was like, I mean, that is their work. They are entertaining us,
right?
They're not getting paid for it. You know who you don't have a problem with getting paid for this? Instagram monetizing all this shit.
Yes, they are.
So every time you scroll some new article, someone paid to put that ad on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you know how much Teddy Riley got, Babyface got? Not a fucking cent. So before you start talking about, I wouldn't pay for this shit, just understand that they're not getting paid for it. And it might seem like some cool shit to you because you just using their work. You're eating it up. You're consuming.
You don't want to invest anything.
But anyway. All right, let's get into something else. Let's play some how much time we been going? Oh, I guess we got time to do white people news and stuff.
Yay!
All right, well, let me find the cover song. We can do some white people news. I haven't been collecting a lot of covers. Really my bad. I've been slacking.
Yeah, coronavirus took away everything. You ain't had time to really look.
I mean, I probably have had time. I just have not been doing it.
Okay.
Wait, did we play this You Can't Touch This last time?
I think we did, yes.
Yeah, because Nick Juice said she almost tore a knee or something. All right, so let's do this one. I'll see if I can put it on the screen, if my computer doesn't freeze when I try to share my screen.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Maybe possibly.
You better sing.
I heard that you are having the time of your life. Well, think twice. That's my only advice. Come on, who do you think you are? Ha ha ha! Bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. The lives that only live. But I remember was thinking I wanna be like them. When I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. No coincidence, I'll come. 'Cause I can know it when I'm done.
come on through, white woman. She was singing.
That was pretty good.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow, Alice Russell, crazy.
On the low, that's actually better than the original.
She had
her voice is gorgeous.
She had the like choir. She had the acoustics in that church. Like, she did it.
Oh,
man.
She got a gorgeous voice.
Fuck.
Like they say, when you meant to sing, she was meant to sing.
Yeah, she sang that shit. Jesus. And she had that, I would like to speak to a manager haircut the whole time.
Come too. On, while she was singing.
No, maybe that explains some things. I don't know. oh man. But, yeah, that was powerhouse, tour de force. I still love CeeLo's version of it.
I do too.
But I think it's just, you know, I'm partial to CeeLo singing of that song, but that's what she did with that was totally different.
And that's the thing is, I love his version. This is just a different version. Like, she slowed it down, like slowed the tempo, just almost made it a ballad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and get into some white people news. The good news is I guess I didn't save any articles for That Child's Man, which, hey,
I'm
take it how I get it, you know what
you
I mean?
Ain't hurt my feelings.
I must have forgotten all that. Maybe his news been too tied up with the coronavirus shit. So I guess he gets the day off or something like that. Let me go to the article. I guess the first one, Demi Moore and ex Bruce Willis have a family paint night while they self-isolate together.
Oh,
I know. Like, isn't that interesting? Like, they got divorced and she was dating Ashton Kutcher for a while, and then they got divorced, and now he's married to somebody else, and they're still self-isolating as a family with their daughters, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah in Haleo, Idaho. It's good to see what doing their thing, man. You know, this is why the show Insecure wouldn't work if it was white people, you know, because white people just don't care as much as we do.
No,
like, you know, like, how chill is that? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be hanging out with my ex-husband and my ex, I'm gonna be hanging out with my ex-wife and my kids. All right, cool, boo, you know, I'll see you at the quarantine in, no big problem. No, you know, oh, I'll be here with our kid and myself. That would never work. But yeah, here's a picture of them. Is it showing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just playing, they just painting, doing rich white people shit, you know, the white people without being called capitalists. As Demi Moore and her ex-husband Bruce Willis self-isolate together with their kids during the novel coronavirus pandemic, the family fun continues. This week the group enjoyed a family paint night. The actress, 57, shared a photo of herself smiling at the camera wearing oversized aviator glasses, a long sleeve black sweater, and a painter's apron. Moore held a paintbrush in one hand with a newly finished painting of a giraffe on the table in front of her. The second photo showed the entire family deep in concentration, bent over their individual paintings. Family paint night, Moore captioned the post. Moore and Willis, 65, have been isolating together with their daughters, Rumor, 31, Scout, 28, and Tallulah, 26, in Haley, Idaho.
Damn. Oh, that kids is grown.
They kids grown as fuck. We old.
Ain't we though?
I remember when they got together. Now look at us. Kids probably married. The couple divorced in 2000, their exes have remained friendly. And it's not out of the ordinary for them to spend time together. Well, I would hate to think so. I mean, these motherfuckers is out here spending all the quarantine together. Got to be friendly. You know? Demi and Bruce have been best friends for years. They are very close, a source told People last week. While Bruce spends time with his older daughters and ex-wife, he has been apart from his wife, Emma Hemming, who's 43, and two younger girls, Maybelle and Evelyn, 5, 8, and 5. This is crazy. They cool with this?
Apparently so.
Wow. It must be so nice to be white.
8 and 5. Ooh, we started all the way over again.
I don't know if there's any black people this cool. Can y'all think? I'm trying to think. Maybe Jada, maybe? That's tough. I don't know. I can see Jada being like, you doing, Will? You putting pictures on the gram, you with your ex, your son from your first marriage? No, not at my red table. Damn, they cool as shit, man. Wow. Demi and Emma are close and all three get on great as a big blended family. There are no issues at all. Emma needed to stay in LA with the young kids, a family friend told People.
I guess because if not, she'd probably been there too.
On Dopey Podcast Tuesday, Scout explained why Emma and the younger girls remain in Los Angeles. It's been so funny because to me, they're just like my super fucking weird parents, but to everyone else, they're at this different level. It's actually been really cool. My stepmom was supposed to come up here with my little sisters, but my younger sister, who is now about to be 6 years old at a park, had never gotten to the talk about not fucking with hypodermic needles, so she actually tried to poke her shoe with it and put her foot. Oh, no wonder she couldn't come. So my stepmom had to be in LA waiting to get results from taking her to the doctor. So my dad came up here and then travel got crazy. So my stepmom stayed in LA with my little sisters. It's been really funny to have both of my parents in the house where they raised us, which has been really cute. They're both such nerdy, adorable 90s parents in a small town where they chose to have their kids and not be in LA. It's been pretty cute. It's some divine timing too of getting this much time to hang out with them. Meanwhile, the Moore Willis quarantine crew have been finding ways to fill the time, sharing on social media moments from their family book club, wearing matching pajamas, and even shaving Tallulah's head. Of course. You knew some head shaving was going to make its way into the chat, okay? Head shaving has just ended the chat. Well, that's good for them. You know, I love to see my whites just prospering, you know? Bachelor star Chad Johnson, not the black Chad Johnson.
Okay.
Bachelor star Chad Johnson said he's planning to move to Las Vegas to do porn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? Bachelor in Paradise star Chad Johnson planned to move to Las Vegas to set up his own porn palace after his shocking domestic violence arrest cost him his reality TV career and lucrative sponsorship deals. Oh, domestic violence arrest, you don't say. Interesting. And just gets to go on and be the porn king, huh? No consequences to that decision.
Mm-mm.
Let's just put him in an industry. A lot of women, okay? The 32-year-old star, who has pleaded not guilty to 6 misdemeanor charges following a blazing row, I guess, with an on-off girlfriend, Annalise Mishler, in February, has been spending his time in quarantine making adult movies after setting up his OnlyFans. An enterprising young gentleman.
Apparently so.
Okay, he's like, listen, I'm gonna get some of this quarantine money, okay? I'm gonna be slanging some of this quarantine penis around.
Apparently so.
And despite admitting his family are embarrassed and ashamed by his new career, more embarrassed and ashamed of him being on a Bachelor? Wow. Okay. He elated to be making thousands of dollars every month by flaunting his naked gym-honed body and getting down and dirty at home to please his fans. Man, you know, the real question I gotta ask is, how much is his OnlyFans?
They willing to pay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll just ask Nick Jew. She loves The Bachelor.
She probably
subscribed to his page. In an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com, TV villain admits he went with his career even before his arrest, lamenting, I'm tired of basically being fucked around by Hollywood. I need money. I got to figure out something. This is a way to take the power back. I've always had a really crazy sex drive, so it's been pretty easy for me to be able to make money off of it. It's fucking amazing. I don't regret it at all. I always knew I'd do something in the industry. I just wasn't sure what. And there he is with some Gragas ladies. Mm-hmm. I feel like
you got a 12-pack for real.
Subscriptions is going up in the chat right now.
I meant 6-pack, 12-pack.
I feel like subscriptions is going up in the chat right now. Okay.
I don't know how many packs you're supposed to have, but he got them all.
He like, you having sex on that sectional back there. Okay.
Right.
And like a true Instagram thought, very little paintings on the wall, very sparse. Like, I feel, listen, okay. Like I always, you know, like my grandmama used to say, man, I guess it would be different for him. I guess a hard dick and a dry purse don't make no sense. So get out there and get the, well, I guess it still makes sense. A wet pussy and a dry purse don't make no sense. Cause I mean, listen, buddy,
You saying it right up. I said, don't, you know me, I'll fuck it up.
Them pussies is wet. And you need to go ahead and get your purse, okay? Cause you can't be broke looking like this now. Okay? I don't blame him. Alright? And of course, the domestic violence is fine cause he's a white man. He'll be fine.
Duh.
It's just so good not to have to deal with the liars of Hollywood who makes stuff up and tell me they have great things happening. And then 6 months down the line, you're like, whatever happened to that? He went on, everything is going really well. If this keeps up, I start really make all this work, I'm going to probably move to Vegas and just keep the ball rolling. Keep them balls rolling, probably. Mm-hmm. Houses are so cheap in Vegas, I could get like a compound out there. I could set up a house with multiple studios in every room and then just fly people in. It would be fun. Man, coronavirus fucked all his shit up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's intriguing to people, I guess, for a famous person to go from doing shows when you're watching their personality to all of a sudden doing full-blown porn. But Chad, who has also bounced back after the suicidal social media post, there's a lot going on with this guy, resulted mm-hmm. in him being taken to the hospital. He admits his new career has driven a wedge between him and his sister Tiffany, who lives back in the home state of Oklahoma, close to their father, Danny. My dad hasn't really said anything. My sister has said she's embarrassed and ashamed, but you know, my sister is one of the top real estate agents in Oklahoma. She's had a consistent career for a very long time. I'm like, okay, well, I've been sitting here in LA grinding my ass off for several years. I'm finally doing something that makes me money and making me happy. Maybe you could take the 3 minutes of shame that you're feeling and fuck off with it. Oh, okay. He is open up the fridge. Yeah, you see what, guys? No decorations on the wall. No appliances. Even on the counter.
Basic.
I see why this man has to do porn. Okay? Like, I'll be damned if I'm not going to have...
You got no mess on the floor.
I'll be damned if I'm going to sit around in a Keurigless house with my abs that flat and I'm supposed to just die broke.
Come
I don't think so.
Is there even a pan? A pot?
Right. I don't think so. Okay,
I can't even have a coffee cup.
I can't put a calendar on my wall.
Mm-mm.
I don't even see a microwave in this picture.
Not a toaster.
No, get my iPhone and let's get the clothes off. It's time. Okay.
Not an Instapot. He ain't got no appliances.
Right. I'm in here eating motherfucking Chef Boyardee. And I'm sitting on some D? I don't think so.
He didn't got the blocks where you put your knives in. Nothing.
Right. Also, I'm eating Hamburger Helper every day. Oh, he got a blender. That's for smoothies. He got the basic Keurig. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm talking about the real basic one.
Like, bruh.
The one a student would get.
I mean, if you working on the glutes that much, it's no way that you supposed to be sitting around without no money. Mm-mm. I see Chad. You know what I'm saying? Like, times are hard.
I know why he don't want no identifying marks where you can figure out where he at.
They just gonna have to justify. No, he broke, Karen. He told you why. He don't have shit. He just said why. Okay? I don't blame this man at all. Times get hard, you gotta do what you got. Times get hard, you gotta get hard. It's time to fucking do something. Okay? Shit. And he'll be okay as a white man, okay? Don't matter if he's been accused of domestic violence or whatever the fuck. He'll be fine. As a white man, a handsome white man at that. I mean, only problem is if he's doing porn. Yeah, he was on The Bachelor. You know, it's probably no blacks unless it's that one season where they had the black bachelorette, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or if it is a black, it's gonna be a certain type.
Yeah, it's probably not a lot of blacks, okay?
And I don't mean in a bad way, like her body shape is gonna be a certain type.
You know what
type.
I mean? Yeah. You don't have to go there. We picked up what you was putting down, sis, mm-hmm. okay? He not gonna go for the thickums, okay?
Oh no, the thickums is off the list.
So, I mean, that's the only thing. That show is racist, so it's gonna be a certain type of black, if any. That get that rose, you know, or I guess that make him rose. I don't know, however you want to put it. Let's see what other white people shit we got. Oh, a TikTok user may have accidentally recorded a home intruder while dancing.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's hard, like, obviously my computer's gonna move so slow I can't even really play video, but I saw the video and like he was trying to do a TikTok dance, and so I guess the way that people do the TikTok dance, they basically put the song on loop and they record themselves, well, he was recording himself practicing whatever, right? And so people was like, oh, it's a joke TikTok, says in the background you can kind of see a person coming down the stairs, and he was like, don't worry, you can stop looking at your screen, I'm not gonna play the video. He was like, no, nobody's at home with me, I waited, everybody left to go to the store to practice my thing. So they think maybe it was a home intruder at his TikTok.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but everything turned out fine and stuff, so you know. Let's see, what else happened?
You'd have had a ring, you'd have got an alert on your phone.
Ariana Grande sends love to Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for their quarantine wine.
Oh,
so I guess they sent her some wine. Good for her. She's super psyched that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are putting their best grapes forward to help with coronavirus relief. Grande tweeted, love you both so much, this is so awesome, after the celeb couple announced over the weekend that they are offering quarantine Pinot Noir for $50 for two bottles, member price $40 from Knocking Point. Mila and I are launching quarantine wine, Kutcher wrote in an Instagram caption announcing the effort. 100% of profits go to COVID-19 relief efforts. A note on the Knocking Point site explains how the effort came to be. A handful of weeks ago, Knocking Point co-founder Andrew Harding got a call from his friend Ashton. Mila had an idea to create a quarantine themed wine that could be used to raise proceeds for multiple COVID-19 response efforts that she, Ashton, and several friends were putting their efforts into.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know what's real good about it?
What?
They white.
I bet you that wine sold out too.
Well, that's not why, Karen. You know why?
Why?
Because the fucking Surgeon General said black people was dying because we couldn't put the alcohol down. White people literally selling alcohol for COVID-19. But it don't hurt, it don't hit the same because they white. It's adorable.
Right.
Ain't that some shit?
That's some shit.
Whiteness. Well, you sprinkle a little whiteness on something.
It changed the whole thing, don't it? All the parameters change.
That's why white people don't use seasoning on the food. Because whiteness is the best seasoning.
Bland ass.
Everything
food.
Tastes a little better with some whiteness, okay? Wow. That is crazy, y'all. When you make that connection, that is insane. This woman really, they selling alcohol for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Black people die, and it's put the alcohol down, you darkest. Big mama lost her arm because of y'all, okay?
I'm going to come over there and smack the Hennessy at your head now.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, God. It must be so good. It must be so good. Let's see. Make free Kylie Jenner. Now I will pull the pictures up for this. It's just going to take away my, you know, it's about that time for my computer to start moving slow. But, makeup Kylie Jenner looks unrecognizable as she pays a visit to BFF Stacy's house. Stacy apparently spelled with three S's. Stassi.
Okay.
They all their friends names spell like strippers, okay? And that's why I respect it. Kylie Jenner, last month Kylie urged her 171 million Instagram followers, holy shit, to stay home to help flatten the curve in the fight against COVID-19. But the cosmetic mogul ignored her own advice. On Sunday, she was spotted out in Beverly Hills paying a visit to her pal, Stacy Caranaculau. Caranaculau? Low? Mm-hmm. Stacy K. Fresh face Kylie, 22, looked almost unrecognizable as she bared her super smooth complexion and wore her shoulder length natural hair tied back in a casual bun. Now I don't know what this woman could have looked like, because we all know that you know, she's a black woman,
and this is the youngest one, right?
I think so. So I guess this is Kylie. This is Kylie going on her trip. Wow.
Yeah, because I think if she's the, I might be thinking the wrong one. Didn't one of them get lip injections and then stop getting them? Isn't this her?
So this is her.
Okay.
You see the picture?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's her on the left, mm-hmm. going to her friend's house this week.
Mm-hmm.
and that's her all dolled up looking like a light-skinned black woman.
That sounds about white.
That does not look like the same fucking person.
Yeah, that's when she was getting them lip injections and all that shit. Remember, she had she
did stop.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things, all the times for Karen to get some memory over some white people,
I remember that.
Ain't this some shit?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Wow. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I remember her doing it, and then all of a sudden she stopped doing it. Yeah, so her lips basically went back to their original state.
I hate to say it, y'all, but this is why they can't keep a black man.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I about to say
nah. I mean, you got to think. Travis Scott falls for the woman on the right, wakes up in the morning with the woman on the left. Of course this nigga not trying to get married. Of course. Like, what kind of fucking witchcraft is happening in this house? This is a whole white woman in my bed. Like, I can't. Like,
I'd have felt tricked too.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but no thank you. You know? I'm sure every time motherfucking Tristan Thompson or Blake Griffin or whatever the fuck, I'm sure every morning they wake up, they roll over.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. Man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Gone was her sun-kissed glow and tumbling, thick, glossy locks fans are used to seeing on Instagram. Kylie looked relaxed and happy and appeared to be enjoying her off-duty look, despite the lack of contouring, bold lipstick, and dramatic eyeshadow. I mean, I applaud her for leaving the house, you know, it's such braveness, you know what I'm saying, in this type of savage industry. But also, like, nigga, you look, what is happening?
Like a literally like a completely different
like
person.
A stunt double walked out of the house. So casual was Kylie that she didn't bother with socks and shoes. She hopped in her toffee colored Mercedes G-Wagon. Shout out to the paparazzi, because hopefully they were practicing social distancing.
I hope they were.
Camped out of these people's house, hoping to leave. The mother of one was photographed wearing the tie-dye sweats and walking barefoot to her car with a bag of salt and vinegar chips around her arm. Barefoot? Wow. Don't get whiter than that. No shoes on? And you driving to a whole other person's house? Nigga, Quentin Tarantino would have come all over the place. Last month, the lip kit creator was urged by the U.S. Surgeon General to use her influence to tell young people to stay home and help them understand how serious the coronavirus is. So she doesn't do lip injections anymore, but she has the lip kit. Is the lip kit injections or no?
I don't remember, but yeah, that was her whole thing. Yeah. Mm. And she did a whole, I do remember this. They did like a video and she was talking about, you know, she had decided to stop it. After she had made billions of dollars off of it.
It would be amazing if she just went back to being a regular white woman and didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, this wasn't a one-off. Like, if she just, like, she just, like, I'm y'all, I was just tripping for, like, 8 years. Right. You guys know how it is.
And she would just blend in the whiteness and look like the rest of them.
Like, she wouldn't even be, like, you know,
she
like.
Stand out.
No, that's my thing. Like, she wouldn't even, like, she would still be Kylie Jenner, but people wouldn't be like, oh my god, I saw her at the red carpet. It'd just go to, right. like she'd just be like Rumor Willis, you know, like, oh yeah, it's the one of them Willis kids.
Yeah, one of them Kardashian girls.
Yep. So, yep, she was telling people to self-quarantine and all that stuff, but then she hopped in the car and snuck off to be at her friend's. So, I guess, self-quarantine for everybody else. But you know, I think Kylie has like some of the strictest lockdown rules. So I wonder if that's against the law what she did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I know some places you can't even visit. Like in Michigan, you're not even supposed to go see another family. Like, you need to stay in your house, the end.
Right, because they was like, we don't know what the fuck is happening. And put like this, if they wasn't there when you locked the door, they can't come in.
Tiger King comic book set to be released in June.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds interesting. Who making it?
Tidal Wave Productions. A series of infamous pop culture comic books is to be written by Michael Frizzell, illustrated by Joe Paradise. Is he really Joe Exotic? Like, who the fuck is Joe Paradise? You can't make this you can't make this stuff up. I'd never imagine I'd be researching a book like this. It was a challenge to find a focus for the comic because there's so much happening. I just remember starting to watch the show, saying to myself, yeah, that tracks. We all have Joes and Carols in our lives. No, we don't.
Mm-mm. I don't know nobody that owns a tiger.
And it's always interesting to me to learn how these extreme characters got to be where they wound up. Yeah, okay. Man, well.
I don't think I'll be reading that.
Is the villain gonna be that bitch Carol Baskin?
That's what I was thinking.
That's gonna be the villain. Let's see. Ron Perlman turns 70 with his new girlfriend by his side after splitting from his wife of 38 years.
Mm.
His black wife.
Mm.
His white girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He's 70?
He went black and went all the way back. In the way back machine. Shout out to the bar being so low. Most people just like, well, at least she's 38. That's how low the bar is, y'all. We know these Hollywood men. We like his 19-year-old girlfriend. We like, that's about right.
21-year-old girlfriend.
The actor turned 70 on Monday and celebrated the day with a simple walk around Los Angeles neighborhood with his girlfriend, Allison Dunbar, as the city remained under lockdown amid the coronavirus pandemic. Until she gets that wedding ring, she can't go out there and start getting people to cough on her. Perlman and Dunbar, 47, were joined on their walks. Wait, 47? What is happening? You said she was 30. Oh, she's 47. My bad. I thought she was 38. So she's 47. He's 70. So that's even better for him. Tell him, bar's low.
Yeah, he was split up from his wife of 38 years.
Right. They were joined on their walk by Dunbar's dog. Perlman wore a gray and navy blue gold gym sweatshirt, black sweatpants and sneakers, while Dunbar wore light yoga pants and gray sweatshirt. I mean, if you're gonna try to break up with your wife of 38 years for a younger woman, you definitely want to do it late in life, because then it seems like that, because see, in our minds we're like, she's 47, that's still a relatively well-aged woman, like that is not bad at all. But in his mind, he just probably went from like 60 something 70 something to 47. You know, that's crazy to him. You know, when he was doing his first movie, this girl was not even around.
I'm about to say, was she born?
Perlman filed for divorce from his wife of 38 years, Opal Stone, in November. The Hellboy actor listed their date of separation as May 10th, 2019, 5 days before he was spotted kissing Dunbar, his co-star in Startup. Oh. Ain't that how they do, y'all? Get on a movie with a woman a little younger. She playing a role. She gotta kiss you for the script, and now this nigga talking about, I'm ready to take my money. Man.
She about to take it too.
Trash. The two were photographed having an intimate moment outside of an eatery in Pasadena, California. The actor Mary Stone, a jewelry designer, on Valentine's Day in 1981. The estranged couple has two children together, daughter Blake, 36, and son Brandon, 30. The last time the two were photographed together was April 2018. In divorce documents obtained by People at the time, Perlman cited irreconcilable differences as a cause for the divorce. Documents stated Perlman will pay spousal support to Stone if needed, and that their assets and debts will be divided as separate property, with their shared property to be determined at the trial. Mm-mm-mm. And if you want to see his white woman, that's her right there, y'all. Paw done got him a little nice young thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta give her credit now for a 47-year-old white woman. That is a vintage 47, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not, like, you can't even try to hate on her. Like, at least he went from, you know, black don't crack to a white woman that moisturizes, okay? Like,
come on.
Let's give him the credit he deserves on this one. You hate to see the swirl of, you know, go awry. Hopefully this isn't Jodie Turner Smith looking into the future, okay? These white men are tricky. You gotta watch them. I have too much fun doing this segment. All right, that's it. Moving out of the white people news. What time do we have? Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and wrap it up, guys. All right, it's late at night.
Don't y'all feel better?
I got a late start. I'm glad everyone's relaxed now. Let's do some sword ratchetness. A man was arrested after confronting Brimfield police with a 3-foot sword.
Oh.
A man was accused of threatening a police officer with a 3-foot sword and then lunging at him. He faces a variety of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, a dangerous weapon. Michael Jablonski, 46, was arrested on Friday and charged with 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, 2 counts of assault and battery on a police officer, 2 counts of resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. Police initially responded to a call of an intoxicated man waving a samurai-style sword and blocking traffic on Holland Road. The first officer who arrived was confronted by Jablonski, who was carrying the sword. That officer pulled out his gun and convinced Jablonski to drop the weapon. The subject lunged at the officer. The officer and the second who arrived to assist were able to subdue Jablonski and take him into custody, police said. That must be white people news, too. How that motherfucker ain't get killed?
Right?
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Once again, 10 a.m. tomorrow, me and Bossy will be doing This Too Much. Mm-hmm. 5 p.m., me and Justin and possibly Karen will be doing Balls Deep and pregame and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, I should have had a day off finally. So, all right, y'all. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. If if you've been thinking about going premium, you need more content in your life.
Now's the time.
We're all stuck in the house.
Some of y'all been thinking about it, debating on it.
Go to theblackguywhotips.com/register, start your account, or you can upgrade your account and go to it's all on the website. Go to theblackguywhotips.com. I put the post together on how you can do it, guys. So if you want to upgrade, let me know. And if you have any issues, let me know. The email is theblackguywhotips@gmail.com.
The best way to catch us. I know sometimes people hit us up on social media, but it's hard to track that stuff. Email is the best way.
Yeah, and I've walked people through some things this week on how to do some stuff on the site. And then also I'll be changing the password for the RSS feed. Hopefully before the weekend is up. So I'll be on the lookout for that blog post as well. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.